And this is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Governor Steve Bullock has responded to President Obama's Clean Power Plan to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. That plan asks Montana to reduce its emissions by 47%. That's more than any other state. Bullock now says he's appointing an advisory panel to draft Montana's plan. Bullock says he wants to hear from people on every side of the issue and come up with a plan that works for the state.
We can look the other way and do nothing, and let the federal government decide what our state's energy future looks like. Or we can ensure that Montana remains in the driver's seat on our energy and our environmental policy. I like the driver's seat. It worked well with Sage Grouse, and it can work again.
Bullock's announcement drew widespread praise. The Montana Wildlife Federation said bringing people together would help tackle climate change and preserve Montana's hunting and fishing heritage. The business group Count on Coal Montana said the committee needs to make saving the Colstra power plant the centerpiece of their work. And state AFL-CIO leader Al Ekblad says the alternative is letting the Federal Environmental Protection Agency draw up a plan that might not serve Montana's best interests.
Our members and Montana are significantly better off if they have a plan put in place by Montanans than we would be if we let the federal government draw up a plan for Montana.
Bullock says he'll appoint 20 to 26 people for the advisory panel. Montana's health department is hiring someone to hear and investigate complaints against the Division of Child and Family Services, help mediate solutions, and recommend system changes to reduce future conflict. The Department of Public Health and Human Services is accepting applications for the position of Complaint and Critical Incident Manager through November 29th. Families, counselors, and others who advocate on behalf of abused and neglected children have complained that some of the agency's actions and placement recommendations don't seem to make sense or follow policy. They also argue that there doesn't seem to be a process to appeal and undo bad decisions. The job posting says the successful applicant must remain sensitive to public perception and keep the agency and the governor's office informed about any politically charged issues, and at times work with caseworkers to rethink case approach to reduce animosity. A new report by the Montana Board of Crime Control has found that most crime across the state has decreased. The Billings Gazette reports that the report shows the violent crime rate per 100,000 population dropped about 3% in 2014 compared to 2013, with a 10-year trend showing violent crime dropping 25% from 2005 to 2014. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead says imperiled plants and animals have had a poor record of recovery under the Endangered Species Act, but the law can be improved. The Western Governors Association is hosting a two-day workshop in Cody on reforming the Endangered Species Act. Mead says other animals, such as grizzly bears and wolves, remain listed despite widespread agreement they've have recovered. The Montana Attorney General is creating a task force to determine how many of the state's rape kits have gone untested. Attorney General Tim Fox says no one knows the exact number of untested kits in Montana, and the task force will work to determine where the state stands. Untested kits have become a nationwide issue, with many states reporting a backlog of several thousand kits. Robbie Knievel has pleaded not guilty to felony criminal endangerment in connection with a four-car crash in Butte. The youngest son of daredevil Evel Knievel called in the plea yesterday. Knievel last month rode his motorcycle over 30 golf carts in California in what he called the sober jump to celebrate his sobriety following the DUI arrest. Knievel tells the Montana Standard via text that he is recovering from injuries he suffered during the stunt and that indeed, yes, he is still sober. A California company is planning to build a solar plant on 30 to 40 acres in the Helena Valley. The Independent Record reports Cypress Creek Renewables signed a 25-year agreement to sell power to Northwestern Energy in Montana from a 3-megawatt facility in Helena. The plant will generate enough power to supply energy to about 540 homes. Cypress Creek spokesman Jason Carr says the company is looking at about 10 projects in Montana, including facilities in Helena, Hardin, and Missoula. Carr says construction of the Green Meadow facility in Helena should begin and be completed next year. Cypress Creek is aggressively developing similar projects across the nation. A Deer Lodge woman has pleaded not guilty to charges in connection to allegations that she had sex with an inmate while employed by Montana Correctional Enterprises. The Montana Standard reports that Cheryl Dawn Crockmo pleaded not guilty in district court Tuesday to felony charges of transfer of illegal articles, sexual intercourse without consent, and a misdemeanor charge of unauthorized communication. Court records show Crockmo is accused of providing a cell phone and charger to an inmate while working with Montana Correctional Enterprises as a business specialist and having communication with an inmate outside of her work duties. She's also accused of having sex with an inmate. Crockmo is free on her own recognizance pending further court proceedings. Thanks a lot for listening for Montana Public Radio. I'm Edward O'Brien.